Sadly, since the appeal process had taken so long to process, I'd gotten Bowie for way too short a time period before I'd had to start serving my time in prison. Even getting out early hadn't saved our relationship. It had also given Danietta and I the push to realize that we just weren't meant for each other. In the years leading up to the day I'd had to go to jail, Danietta and I had come to be more like roommates than lovers. We'd realized rather quickly that although we made fine children together, we didn't make good spouses. We started spending more time apart. She wanted everything that I didn't, and in the end, we'd chosen to actually separate and finally divorce after I'd spent a year in prison. When I'd gotten out, I hadn't expected her to launch into her begging me to play her fake boyfriend again. In fact, I'd been adamantly against it, but it had gotten me some one-on-one time with my son, which I'd pounced on. However, it became very clear, very soon after we started fake dating to make this new guy she wanted jealous, that we couldn't even do that without getting on each other's nerves. Today, after about 4 months of fake dating on our part, and months of fighting, something that she'd asked me to do with her also, it became very apparent that I couldn't do it anymore. She'd all but begged me to meet her at Morrigan's coffee shop, again, a place I hadn't been to since I'd gotten out of jail, to plead with me to keep going because it was working. However, with Morrigan back, though, there would be no more pretending with Danietta. It wouldn't work, not now, and not ever again. Because Morrigan was life-changing. Morrigan being back was the answer to a prayer I hadn't realized I'd been praying for. Morrigan being back was the one and only thing I hadn't allowed myself to ever think about. I closed my eyes, and once again, Teresa was there with a snide comment. If you're going to stand there all day, at least do me a favor and refill those cups. I did her a favor and refilled the cups.
I'd had a good day. In fact, I'd had a great day. I'd had a good 3 days if I was being completely honest. Why? Because I hadn't passed out once. I hadn't even needed to pass out once. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. I'd made a good run. How was the world going to ensure I'd lived a bad life today? Well, by throwing 3 people into my day that were sure to send my stress levels through the roof. 1, Adon. 2, my stepmother and my dad. Adon, I knew, would never send my stress levels out of whack on purpose. My father and stepmother, though? Yeah. They were more than willing to make my life hell if they felt the need to. But there was always the option to avoid them if I could. So that was what I was currently trying to do. I'd seen them the moment that I walked into the grocery store. Now I was left scrambling for milk. I had no other choice but to go into the store, even when I knew 2 of the 4 vehicles in the store belonged to people that were known triggers for me. All I had to do was avoid them, however. I could do it. I could walk in the door and go the opposite way of where I heard their voices, because I knew they would be talking. There was no way that Adon would be rude enough not to say hi to my father if he saw him, and my father loved Adon, always had. When Adon and I first started dating, my dad was truly surprised that I was actually able to pull a guy like Adon. I guess maybe I had been surprised, too. I mean, obviously, Adon had been gorgeous. If it hadn't been for the fact that we'd been connected since birth, I'm fairly sure that my dad would have thought I'd paid him to be something to me just to get my father off my back.